How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
Everybody's favorite media maven on 101.9 Chai FM is Tanya Curry. Hello, Tanya. How are you doing?
Oh, it's so lovely to talk to you, Benji.
It's lovely to talk
Long
to you
time,
as well.
Long time, friend.
Yeah, where have you been? What's been going on?
I've been in Sedwana. Yeah. I'm swimming. Apparently, the KZN floods, the road to in and out of Sedwana is shut. There is no road. Oh. I like it that way. So you can't come and visit and I can't leave. I love that.
All right. Well, instead of diving into the waters in Sedwana, let's rather dive into the socialist media, as somebody called it the other day.
I agree. Socialist being the operative word. As you know, Benji, or you may not know, we've split the week into the good, the bad, the brand, and the highball.
Yeah.
So we've got a little bit of a new format to what you were used to. But definitely, there's so much good stuff to talk about. Makes me so happy. The KFC proposal and Springbok Fever have just spread the love across our country for an entire week, maybe even longer if you include the Springboks.
Yeah, I miss out. One of the things with the KFC proposal, that if people haven't been watching Twitter, is this people who got married in or got proposed to or re-proposed to, actually, from what I read, in a KFC, and someone was nasty. And then the pushback was that people were like, don't be nasty. This is true love. And people started sponsoring the wedding and giving gifts and all sorts of things.
I'm telling you, Benji, the sponsorships were just insane. I mean, these guys – honeymoons, they've been sponsored a starter home. They've got money in the bank from almost every bank there is, apart from FNB, who gave them e-bucks. They've got, sorry, had to get that in there. They've got somebody who does, crafting, has built them a bed. Like, you cannot believe, like, the car companies climbed into, to help them to travel around, jobs, all sorts of things came through. It was like everyone in Mzansi who had the ability gave a gift, and it was just the most beautiful story ever, to the point that somebody has sponsored their legal counsel and the auditing functions to help to make sure that they get what they've been promised and that they can tally them up. I mean, what a beautiful story. And look, KFC, you get the biggest kudos from a brand perspective. What an outstanding brand performance, and that is the focus of our brand. 697,000 mentions, but get this, 3.3 million people engaged.
Sure.
I mean, that is an enormous number, and for any brand.
Sorry, Tanya, I didn't mean to interrupt you. What I was going to say with the KFC was how impressive it was, or how the account that handled this actually, you know, brands are often very nervous on Twitter in particular. Right. And if you watch this thing, there was constant engagement, even with people who were cross about this thing and angry, and the way that they were engaging, it looked like a real conversation. So kudos to whoever was running that account, because it was a very impressive display.
Yeah, they did a brilliant job. There's stats on my timeline if you want to go and have a look. Definitely KFC is the brand win this week. There's other good news stories. The para athletes, oh my word, they are taking names, man. Mutlango broke his own world record, and the medals are piling up. I think the last time I checked it, there were 10 that we're bringing home. Come on, Team SA. What a lovely, lovely story. Not enough press, as far as I'm concerned. We should be having that as headline news as well. I don't know if you've been watching that, Benji.
So I actually hadn't picked it up myself, which I think you're right. There really hasn't been a lot of press on it.
It's not good enough, guys. Like, they really should be putting this right in the front line. The other thing is Netball South Africa, you know, they won their world champs, right?
Yeah.
And they announced their new squad today. That also didn't get as much good news as it should have. So proud of that, that team. Go girls, go women power. And then Ramaphosa is also doing us proud. He's at the BRICS Summit. So nice to have someone at the BRICS Summit who can have a conversation, isn't it?
He's not going to lob a brick at someone. That's really not what you want.
Exactly. And then, of course, the SIU unit has been set up for Life Isidimeni massacre, that people might actually now go to jail. They're serving subpoenas and all that sort of thing. And that, okay, it's taken a while. but it's about time indeed.
Oh, absolutely.
It's about time indeed.
And then of course,
Black Friday,
it's there. People are like, it's like, just replace my birthday with Black Friday and, you know, we'll just do that.
Are you a Black Friday shopper, Ben?
I'm really not. No, I lie. I have done it once or twice, but, it depends really. I don't know. Has it been as big as it has been in previous years, Tanya?
Well, the build-up is just enormous. I've got everybody talking to me about Black Friday. Even I'm considering to have a look around, I must be honest. So,
I would love to be a Black Friday person, but it always comes a few days before payday.
this year, they put it on the 25th.
Still before my payday.
So a lot of the nation gets paid on the 25th. Not me, Zanati. I'm not sure about you, but a lot of the nation does. So this year, I think it's going to be bigger than it ever was, you know, because everybody's waiting for payday. Yeah, if they'd made it the 7th of the following month, I might be in.
It's always fun to see which website actually holds up on the traffic, right?
Freshness. Yeah, exactly. That's going to be interesting. And then the bad. Oh, wow. The mother of all strikes, it's called. You've got to love South Africa. The mother of all strikes is going ahead at SAA today. They have literally grounded the entire airline.
Sure.
Now, wow, that story is international. You can't believe how angry people are. And as if SAA needed more bad press, it's not even that. On top of that, they're losing tens of millions. I think I heard the number 50 million a day. Mm. That every day the airline is on the ground.
They tweeted, what do you mean SAA is on strike? Do they think they're French?
Sure. Yeah, it's other people tweeted, what difference does it make?
Shame, man. No, it's a serious issue.
There's a very serious issue, and our parasitals like really need to be sorted out. Another set of bad news is Mother Nature. Wow, she's gone wild this week. Tornadoes, two. Good heavens.
Yo, how real were some of those videos? You know, like, you always got to be careful with videos of tornadoes on social media, Tanya, but it definitely was trending. Do you reckon that those were legit?
There were two that certainly made news media that were vetted. So yes, it was legit. There was so much fake news. It was ridiculous to the point that I spoke to a journalist about a show I'm doing today and the rain was pouring down. And I said to him, yo, I think we're also going to be flooded this side. He went, really? Is it not fake news? So even the journalists are questioning what's happening outside of Johannesburg, but certainly the tornadoes did take place and the KZN floods are real, guys. People have died. The death toll is rising. Roads are shut. Yesterday I spoke to someone at a Durban company. The company was shut and the kids had to be taken out of school. It's no different from last year. I mean, last year we had the enormous tragedies down in KZN. Did we not learn from last year? Is it like, will we repeat this drama every year, guys?
Well, I hope we don't get any more tornadoes. That would be really not ideal.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. And then in Glossy, oh my word. Hey, when he shouted Booker Miss Ford, he shouted in a vacuum. Like really, like he is the nation's Grinch. I think he's doing so much damage to the EFF. I'd love to hear your opinion about that particular story.
Yeah, I must say I was very heartened that because there was a one point where he was the people's bay and everyone loved the way he sang.
Yeah, loved him.
You know, everyone was like, oh, and he can be very really divisive, and I just thought that I was like, yo, this is the way to do it. South African excellence is the way to beat down on this sort of divisive rhetoric that comes out of people like Nglozi, and he really hasn't gotten any traction other than people smacking him back on social media. So that, I think that's probably what made me the happiest of all the hashtags this week.
Me too. Absolutely. And then of course, Anoush Singh, he didn't even turn up for his disciplinary hearing. Maybe he got the Shabir shakes like Zuma's going to have this week. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, I think you should probably put that under a good news story because he's being basically disciplined. It's good for him.
I can't wait to see that guy under the spotlight. I really can't. And then the Disney Marathon struggled this year because of pollution. Shocking story there. And then Angus Buchan or whatever his name is. He repented. I mean, whatever. Like what? I'm sorry, what?
Well, people were very, like, to be fair, it was good that he repented quickly, but, no one cared. Like, well, no one was very nice about it. No one was like, okay, you're forgiven. There was none
of
that sort of.
Maybe God listened. Yeah, well, maybe God listened.
I hope so, because South Africa certainly didn't.
No, we didn't. And then, of course, the brand. We've spoken about the Streetwise wedding and, how well KFC did, but here's another one, and that's the Faf Challenge. This finished me.
I love that.
Faf Challenge makes the brand section this week as Sipla.
i.e. the people who provide the erection medicine. Is this
exactly.
is the connection? Okay. Yeah. Fantastic.
They have sponsored the Faf Challenge to raise awareness. No pun intended. And then the beanbag company is smiling from ear to ear because the story has huge legs.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I had to get those in.
Do you know what they say, Tanya? Faf supports his country while his country supports him.
That's absolutely true. Or beanbag supports him, you might say.
Oi, Gavald. Zanati, I will not be doing the show in the Faf Challenge, just so
Zanati,
you want to know.
Those pictures were great, right?
They really were. Mm-hmm.
And now I see Kolisi is busy wearing them as well.
Kolisi and Mapimpi as well.
Mapimpi. And that's the Faf Challenge, and that's what Sipla is sponsoring, is a team in their shorts. And yeah, it's very interesting, especially from a social media perspective. So nicely done. But wow. Yeah, I thought Durex might get in there at some point, but they didn't. Then the highball. Oh my word, a giraffe. Well, what is the story? A giraffe fell on a car and killed a tourist.
Oh my gosh.
Not allowed to laugh.
But I mean, you do get this from time to time where someone thinks, okay, you can have a giraffe and you go and pat it and then it kicks someone and then that. But I've never heard of it falling. I mean, that's bizarre.
It fell. But no, this is the interesting bit. It fell on a car and a taxi. Okay, in the Kruger. Okay. So the taxi
just wondering what made
was
it fall.
Trying to overtake or something like that. As taxis do. Sorry,
this shouldn't be funny, but it.
Yeah, this is making, you know, CNN. This was on CNN today. This story.
And then the car that the tourist that was in front rode into the giraffe, the poor bloody giraffe. And the giraffe fell on the car, killed him, and injured all the people in the taxi. I'm sorry. Really, we need to stop laughing.
I'm really trying to figure out.
The two of you are currently cancelled from my show for laughing at this.
I'm telling you, we're terrible. But that's a high boy if ever I saw one, right? Definitely a high boy. And then, and we're running out of time. I've got 1 minute. Oh my word. So Leave Our Kids Alone is a movement against sex education at schools. Now, why on earth would you want to keep your kid ignorant in a country filled with sex crime? That's a high boy for me.
Yeah.
And then, there were the UN refugees, you know, the refugees that are camped outside of the UN jumped the walls and now are in the premises of the UN and are so-called trespassing on UN land. I don't really get that, but highball.
They killed me when they said they want to be relocated to Canada. I'm like, wow, it's so much reaching.
You see, Zanati, this is the story. Like, the media is misrepresenting the story. They don't want to go home. And they don't want to stay here.
Yeah.
They want to go to places like Canada, America, and Britain. Okay, like, we can't help, guys. Sorry.
Yeah,
you know? So,
exactly.
High board to that one. And then Kelly Kamalo came out and said, people must believe what they want to believe about Senzo. Hey, high ball.
Sure.
Really? Yeah, is that what you had to say? And then there's a new HIV strain, but we're told not to worry about the officials. That's another highball for me.
What?
And that's it. I've got one line on international stories. Across the borders, Hong Kong protests, temperatures are certainly rising, and Huawei gave all its staff bonuses for riding the Google storm. And that's me done.
Oi, Gavalt. Okay, Tanya Curry, everyone's favorite media maven, go sit in a corner and think about what you've just done for the last 10 minutes on radio. Thank you very much.
Have a lovely weekend, everybody.
You too. Tanya Curry there, bringing us all the social media.